Hello, this is Monika Kobylińska. Is anyone online?
Yes, hello. This is Piotr Żyłka from Morgan.
Could you repeat, please, because it was not clear.
Żyłka from Morgan. Hello.
Okay. Panie Piotrze, po polsku, jak rozumiem, można? Do you speak Polish? No.
Actually, Peter Prisa, my colleague, is also on the same line with me, so if
Oh,
we can speak English.
okay, because you are, so far you are the only one participant apart from us, so perhaps we should wait a little bit for the others, if you
Okay,
don't
maybe
mind.
let's wait some 2 minutes more and
2 minutes, okay.
then
So
we'll
let's
go
come
into the
in. Okay.
main. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Hello, I think we can start now. Has anyone joined the call recently?
Good afternoon, Marta here.
Oh, Marta. Hi, Marta.
Hi,
We
I'm
have two on
sorry.
one.
I...
Appear on our meeting, yes.
Yeah,
Okay, so.
I.
Okay, I think we can start now. First, administrative question. Would you prefer to go through the shortly through the presentation and then to have Q&A session, or directly we can start from Q&A?
I think we can start from the Q&A. Maybe I can tell about the main points that we are interested in, and then you can refer to this, okay? By the way,
Okay.
can you hear me well, or is there some problems too?
We hear you not clear, you know. If you could do
Okay.
something, I'm not sure if
I
you
will
make
try
your
to do
answer
something,
across.
but okay. Wait a second. And is it now better?
Better?
Not much. Let's try.
Not much. Okay, so let's try. So basically, the main question for me is the outlook on the cost of risk, because I saw some headlines in the newswires where you mentioned 70 bps, and I was a bit confused by this. So what will drive this increase? Secondly, you can mention about the outlook on the main growth drivers in lending that you see in 2015. What are your plans? Another topic is actually this Swiss franc mortgage solution. So what is your view on the, let's say, most likely outcome? Maybe let's start from this.
So starting from our risk guidance, I think I saw this information on top as well, but I think this is not exactly what you said. Our message was that it will be 70 basis points because our portfolio is bigger and bigger, and within the time it will more and more, let's say, mature, and the bigger we will be, the bigger part of the market we are in. Yeah? So we will be slightly or slowly move towards the average on the market. Of course, the 70 basis points is more than it was during last 2 years. However, in, for example, 2012, we had 81 basis points. So, that's the way it is that we are operating in Poland, and the average quality of the lending on the market is as it is. And if we want to increase our volumes, definitely we'll go towards the average. So how quickly it will happen, I don't know. Definitely not within the quarter. However, I think this process will continue. So that's the first point. The second, lending growth engines, nothing changed. We are focused still on both part. I mean, the retail and the corporate banking, and retail on both part again. I mean, the unsecured lending and the mortgages still. There is no any shift in the strategy. On corporate part, on all products, I mean, lending on the bank, as well as leasing, as well as factoring products. So we're looking to all possibilities to increase our lending growth. And Swiss franc lending, our exposure is 350 million Swiss francs, so this is more or less 1% of total market. So we are not very much involved in this discussion. We even are not invited into the meetings with the regulator, so it's hard to comment from our perspective what will be the next steps.
And maybe could you please quantify somehow this growth outlook that you are targeting on the lending side next year?
You are asking about the growth of the market and also
About the growth of your bank, exactly. Yeah.
Of the bank, of our.
Our assumed growth in 2015.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So we may say that our ambition is to grow over the market. So I think that's what we can say. And our assumptions for the market growth for the lending is 10%. So for the corporate. And I think 8% for the retail, So our intention and our ambition is to grow faster than market.
Can I have 3 questions?
Of course.
Okay, let me start. What is the impact you're expecting from the easiest one? What is the impact in millions or in kind of any other quantifiable metric of the last interchange fee cut expected in a sort of middle first quarter 15? What would be the quarterly impact? And are you planning to introduce any changes into your fees and commission tables, or have you done it so over the last 2 months and I overlooked that? That's the first question. Maybe one by one, it's going to be easier and faster.
Oh, basically, I understood that 2 questions. Let's say interchange fee cut. I think you can see the results in our presentation on page. It was page 30.
Yeah.
So that's visible that it was cut by half. And so that effect after the cut to the 0.5, 0.6. So if it will be, further cut to 0.2, 0.3. The effect will be, how to say, proportional.
Half of the impact. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And the second part was about the changes into fees and commission. I think so far there are no any significant plan or any plans to significantly change our fees and commission table. It's rather continuation of our strategy that we would like to differentiate from the market, that we do not increase our fees and commission.
Okay. So the next question, how much of the cost of risk in the fourth quarter 14 was assigned to the model risk model changes that you've been flagging to us for quite a few months, and everybody expected that? What was the part?
Yeah, it's about the 18 million złoty.
18?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last question, you have almost 1.1 billion of positive revaluation on your capital from the bond instruments. I understand that you are not trading. This is your hedging of your NIM. So I want to, unless I'm mistaken, but I want to know what is the maturity of the outstanding portfolio right now?
Basically, starting from the valuation, I think our report in the table with the float on the capital, you see what our current, what was the valuation on the year end. So basically, there are 2 parts. The first one is the revaluation of the AFS bonds portfolio.
Yes.
And that's the net in the capital net, because in capital is after tax. It's 561 million. And the second part, this is the effective hedging, or the part of the derivatives valuation that is under the macro cash flow hedge. And this is 1,278,000,000. So something like 560 and 1.3 billion złoty. The 1.3, this is the derivatives revaluation, and this is something, we cannot do too much about it. And what is really, the kind of the real revaluation reserve from the bonds that can be cashed in at this 560 million.
Yes.
But this was the question.
What is the maturity of your bond portfolio? Because I want to know how much your protection will last until you will have to roll.
It's on average, it's 2.2 years.
You're asking about hedging portfolio and also about AFS portfolio, yes?
Yeah.
The question is that you're not going to trade with that. I don't care if it's hedging or if it's just simply AFS that you don't really trade much. It's just something that will feed through your net interest income sooner or later. So basically,
yes.
I need to know how much this money will last you to keep the very, very good delivery on net interest income. That was the case in the fourth quarter, I have to say.
So how quickly, if the rates on the market are changing by the 1%, how quickly our replication portfolio profitability or revenue will change by the 1%? Yes? So how quickly
exactly.
will we transfer? So this is 2.2 years on average. Yes?
Exactly.
Because part is on the overnight and part is on the 10 years, but on average it's something like 2.2 years.
Okay, that's very good. Thank you. And maybe the last question, what is your expectation for the loan growth in the sector, not for you, in the sector this year?
This year in 2015, the growth, assume, is corporate on the level of the 10%, retail on the level of 8%, and the sale of the mortgages on the level comparable with 2014, something like 40 billion zloty.
Okay, 40, so a small increase, because I think that the new production in the entire sector for mortgages was slightly below 40 billion.
It was 38. I remember correctly, so that.
Yeah, so it's like up to 5% increase. Yeah. That's fine. But you mean retail 8%? You mean non-mortgage?
I mean all in.
The loan portfolio, all in, including the depreciation of the Swiss franc, because that actually will affect the picture, unfortunately.
I would say so. Excluding the Polish zloty, I think 11% growth, something like this.
Yes, according to our economist, the FX exchange rate for Swiss franc at the end of 2015 is 3.86. So it includes the appreciation of the Swiss franc.
So I think for the comparable figures in Polish zloty, you may say it's more or less 10% and 10%, something like this.
Okay. In the underlying new fresh volumes, and this is the sort of base for you. If I may continue, then I'll stop and pass the microphone. The costs, they seem to be much more predictable in the last quarter of 2014 in comparison to what we've been seeing in the past years. What are your plans going forward, even if we exclude the BFG contribution, that is sort of simply mathematical exercise? What are you expecting for the cost evolution in 2015?
I would assume that if our volume growth and the client's growth will be as fast and as high as it was in the 2014, I think that should be more or less the same situation with our expenses as it was in 2014.
So basically your expenses grew like between 5 and 8%, but this included also slightly higher BFG costs. So we may be looking at the 5% plus the underlying cost plus whatever is added on top of because of the BFG. You're not planning to pursue any cost savings?
Oh, that's... What does it mean to push any cost savings? I think we are doing the same from the years, that we are optimizing and increasing the efficiency through the volumes growth. I mean, the volumes clients account number. And that's
the way
we'll do for the 2015.
Fair enough. And the very last question. Lots of banks being on sale right now. You are practically number 5 bank on the street with healthy capital, with healthy liquidity. We had this discussion quite a few times already. Would you consider buying any bank right now? And are you able to do it given the situation of your shareholder. What's your attitude towards consolidation that probably this year, next year will be a big thing in the Polish banking sector?
Yeah, I would say following that our shareholder, I think they clean their issues, even paying out the dividend from the net profit 2014, so we are done. Are we interested into possible acquisition on the Polish market? Yes, of course. Is it possible now? I don't think so. The main issue is this credit Swiss franc mortgages. Until this issue will be settled, I doubt whether anybody will agree for any acquisition or will
but
take decision about any acquisition. So,
yeah, but if we consider that there are some determined investors, like in my view Raiffeisen is, that is willing to give additional protection against the Swissies to the potential buyer, because for them it's not about the price, it's about the capital increase in their mother company. Would you consider, you know, Swiss mortgage free institution takeover? Or the one that will give you, or the transaction that will give you protection against any risk?
Oh, I would say that it would be rather complicated. I think that everybody will just wait and see what's the real way how this issue will be settled. Until it will be at least the first clear guidance that this is the direction, it's rather theoretical, any discussion. Of course, we can look into different opportunities, we can, you know, discuss whether something is more or less fitting, but I think until this issue will be settled, it's hard to assume that any real or serious discussion can take place. It's rather theoretical. For now, we are focused on our organic growth. Of course, if the situation will change, I think, as always, we are saying this is never excluded. But I think in the near future, it's rather hard to assume that anybody will make any acquisition until this issue of the Swiss franc will be settled. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think this is very, very important issue.
Yeah, I understand,
and we know,
I
for
would
example,
be of the
that,
same opinion. If it
yeah,
was
and you know that, for example, PKO took over the Nordea. Everybody assumed that the funding is maintained and this is fine. And when suddenly turned out that they did not take into consideration all the risk involved, so that a lot of the different, you know, risks that maybe we don't even notice right now that are still there. So until the moment when this issue will be settled, it's rather hard to assume any serious discussion.
Yeah, I understand, but unfortunately, I think the market will act a little bit illogically in that matter, and we'll see how it will go. Thank you. That was very helpful.
Hello,
this is Peter Britten. Can you also comment on your dividend payout level and what we could expect going forward in the next years? Do you plan to maintain around 50% payout, or is there any other guidance you can give?
We do not have any official dividend policy, so it's rather hard to comment. The dividend from 2014 is on the level of 50%, or will be on the level of 50%. So that's one. And we are still in opinion that bank should share the net profit with shareholders, definitely. But, you know, we will see. Today we learn about this, that the regulator is preparing another regulation for the dividend payment, even not related to 2015, but still 2014 net profit. So I think it will not affect our proposition of the dividend, but we'll see what will be the future.
Okay, thank you.
maybe I will have one more question. What is your cost of savings account OKO right now? Like a blended, what do you? What's your sort of base offer right now?
The base offer is 1.5%.
The base offer is 1.5%. Seems to me that you still have like if there is another cut of 50 basis points in coming in March. I personally think that there is, but everybody has can have their own opinion. Do you think you will be able to cut it by another 25 to 50 basis points? Because when we are approaching these low levels of interest, market interest rates, it's not the question of VIBOR minus or plus. It's a question what is the acceptable savings account offer that you can put into your in front of your clients and they accept it. What's your sort of soft view on that? Because it's getting very hard for us to make any estimates and assumptions on that matter.
I may say following that, and this is advantage of being in the big international group because we saw this situation in other Euro-based countries. There was quite a big debate about can we go under the 1%, and a lot of the countries stopped on the 1%, but after some time, almost everybody moved down under the 1% and nothing happened. So I think that's the answer. Probably this 1%, there is kind of the psychological barrier, but everybody is getting used to this situation. So in practice,
do you think that there may be a bigger lag, but do you think it's still feasible?
Yeah. And I think the bigger threat is more what will happen if we'll go with the negative interest rate environment, and we have quite a discussion
in Poland.
The most interesting is what will be with the lending, because if you will have the negative rate, yes, the penalty interest will be more negative even, yeah, so if you will call the loans, maybe you should call all the, you know, these non-performing loans, and it will be just repaid from this penalty negative interest. No, but just
that's we need to actually learn the Japanese banks' balance sheet and P&L performance.
Yeah, but I wonder whether does anybody, because there is deflation, but I wonder, does anybody in reality went into the negative nominal interest rate for clients? Because this is something that is pushing us into kind of the unexploited territory right now, because I have no clue what does it mean for us as a bank. Nobody knows, because I could give you several examples like this one. So it means that if you have a negative rate, so the penalty rate is even more negative. Yeah. So let's call off all the loans and it will be repaid from the penalty interest. So we don't know what that means for the sector, for the banking. And I think it has to be some, I don't know, waking call that we should stop on zero, and we should not go into this territory of the negative interest rate, because I don't know, that's something. What does it mean? I have no idea what can it mean for the how the banks will behave. What does it mean for the client? I don't know how to calculate. I don't know the IRS with the negative interest rate. I don't know. Have no clue at all. What does it mean? How to settle? What kind of risk it is bringing? Have no idea.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you so much. I'll get around, but thank you for your time and all the answers.
Thank you, Marta. Is there any? No. Is there any question again? No. Okay, so I think we can finish our conference call, and thank you very much for your participation. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.